We'll turn to Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labour of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. Verse 3, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. In the midst of the psalm here, there is a table, thy table, the blessed and God-fearing man's table is in the middle of the psalm. And if this psalm is true of the God-fearing man, any man that feareth the Lord and walks in his ways, how true must it be of Messiah? Because there was no man feared the Lord like Messiah. And there was no man walked in the ways of God like Messiah Jesus Christ. And so if the psalm is true of the God-fearing man generally, how much more should it be true of him who is the Lord's anointed, Christ? Now, of course, it is not fitting that Messiah should marry and have earthly relationships because he is not an ordinary man, not a mere man. He come not to marry or to get a physical bride. He came as a God-man to get a spiritual bride and to obtain spiritual children. And so this psalm has reference to him even beyond any mere man. There are four symbols in the psalm of Christ and his church. There is, first of all, the symbol of a wife, a bride. And of course, Messiah has a bride. He came to obtain a bride. He bought a bride with his blood, and the church is his bride. So there is a symbol of a wife in the text. There is also the symbol of children, thy children. And the Lord Jesus Christ looked upon his followers and those who believed in him as children. You remember how he said in the upper room, little children, I go to my Father, I'm ascending to my Father. You remember how he said to the disciples at the Sea of Galilee, children, have you any meat? And to become inheritors of the kingdom, we have to become as little children. And the Lord Jesus looks upon his church and his people as children. But also the church is pictured as the vine and its branches. You remember how the Lord Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. And our text says, thy wife, thy bride is a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. And so the picture and image of the vine and the vine tree and the vineyard, is betrayed by betraying the church. But also there is the olive plants. Because Israel is pictured by the olive tree. And believers, Gentiles who believe in Jesus Christ, they're wild plants, but they are grafted into the olive tree. And they become as olive plants in Christ's kingdom and around his feet. And so all the four symbols here of the bride and of the church and of his relationship to the church is betrayed in these four symbols. The bride, his children, the vine with its branches, and the olive plants joined to him and around about his feet. But there's not only these four things. There's a house in the text as well. The one who has the table has that table in the house. It says, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. We are identified with Messiah's house. And whenever we become Christians, we are identified with the house. We're close to the house. We come to the sides of the house. We have fellowship in the house. We have fellowship with the Lord and the Master of the house, Jesus Christ. But not only is there the house that we come to and get attached to and find fellowship with our Heavenly Lord in, there's also in the midst of that house this table. There's a table in the midst of the house. God has always had a table in his house. You remember how the tabernacle, there was the table of showbread. There was the equivalent also in the temple. And in the heavenly house of glory, there's a great table. And the marriage supper of the Lamb, and we shall feed with him. And he shall feed us, and we'll follow him in the heavenly glory. So every house has the Lord's table. And this house is no exception. In his house we have this table. We call it the Lord's table. Thy table, the text says. And we are as olive plants around about this table. We're joined to the Lord Jesus. We come to this table, it's a place of delight. It's a place of fellowship. It's a place where we're close to the Lord. It's a place where we see the Lord. It's a place where we feed from the Lord and upon the Lord. You see, this is a wonderful picture of family life, isn't it? The wife and the husband and the children. I mean, what's the best picture of a home? Isn't it around the table? Isn't it around just the meal, the main meal, and everybody has to be there, and everybody comes together, and nobody misses a meal, and everybody's home from work, and there we are, we're just all together around the table. That's why the Lord has a table. You don't have a table for people to go home and just to admit it and forget about it. No, the table is the thing that draws us. The table is the thing that the Lord expects all his people to be at. He expects them to be at the table. They might miss this meeting or that meeting or the other thing. Things happen. They're busy. But the table, they don't miss the table. The table is the thing that draws them, and they're like olive plants around the table. That's why the Lord has a table. That's why he spent that last night, when he could have been worrying about himself, preparing himself for the cross under Gethsemane. Here he is amongst his people, and what's he doing? He's setting up the table. The heart of his family. Where they'll be together, around his feet, remembering him. Thy table. And so we're here this morning. And the Lord is delighted with that. The Lord is so pleased with that. It's a place of fellowship. It's a place of warmth, isn't it? It's a place when we're all together. And may the Lord bless us as we meet here in obedience around his table. Don't miss the table. Come to it every time it's set. Just to meet the Lord. And so we're portrayed, I believe, in the text. All the plants around Messiah's table. Together. We're weak, we're just olive plants, we're just little, you know, little shrubs. We're weak and we're feeble. But we're receiving strength from him, we're drawing from the table. He's strengthening us through the table and through the word. And we're life, we have life, because we're olive plants joined to him. He's given us life, and we're drawing from him. And all the plants are near to the mother plant. They're engrafted in, they're joined, and there's a nearness. And there's a fellowship and a communion and a drawing from the sap of the parent plant. And that's what we are. And the Lord Jesus is our patriarch. And we are children around his feet, around his table. And may the Lord bless us as we meet with him here then. And may he feed us. And may we grow a little more. And become a stronger plant. And soon become a tree. Planted by the rivers of water. Bringing forth fruit. In its season. And that's why this table's here. To make us strong. Strong plants. In God's house.